Oh, my friends, you know what's really neat about being at one of our live shows? Well, it's the only kind of show we can do, really. Although some people suggest after we've been in New Orleans for a couple of days, dead is more like we are.
I was going to say, I'd like to see the dead show. Yeah. I mean,
but anyway,
that would be really interesting. The zombie Chef and the Fat Man.
You know, we'll be
sitting
here.
Can we do that around Halloween, maybe?
The president of Big Green Egg drops in, has some samples. I mean, the fun is being here at this incredible retail center. Now, the lieutenant who is in charge of the, he was just an ordinary civilian until I became a colonel. And then I gave him a field promotion to lieutenant of the Big Green Egg. And
so meaningful to him, I'm sure.
He was stunned. He was, see, the tears are crocodile size rolling off of his eyelids. But anyway, Chef Eric, I must say that Mr. Hardy is very impressed with your culinary skills.
Oh, thank you.
More impressed with my witty repartee, but that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But no, he got to see our video, and I got to tell you, Chef Eric, you were on a roll. You must go to our Facebook page or go to Schumann Produce.
Actually, realsweet.com.
Which is a Schumann Produce website.
Yeah.
Go to those websites. Check out the video, How to Chop an Onion. And it will make, which is sad because we actually made people cry watching it because they were laughing so hard. But they were learning something, too. And that's what we do uniquely from any other cooking show. It's fun. You retain more when you're laughing and having fun. Look at Chef Eric. He's over there. Chop, 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 chop. And what are you chopping away on?
I'm chopping away at some nice fresh oregano. That's going into my salsa. I'll tell you what else I've done so far. I've got 5 plum tomatoes that I've done a medium dice on. A half of a real sweet Vidalia onion that I put a fine dice on.
How did you know it was a real sweet?
Because it said so on the tag.
Oh, because if it didn't.
It wouldn't be.
There you go.
Or it ain't.
It ain't. I was trying to throw you the ball there.
Just trying to throw you off.
All right.
All right. And then took a couple of scallions, green onions, whites, and part of the darks, chopped those up and put it in, and about a half a cup of chopped fresh cilantro. I'm going to put in some lemon juice, and we're going to do about a full lemon's worth. I've got a teaspoon or so of chopped fresh oregano, maybe a little bit more in there. Then I've seeded a jalapeno. And again, I'm just going to do a fine julienne on these.
Is it on a steak?
On a steak? Not on a steak. I'm going to take half of the jalapeno since our crowd has varying levels of heat that they like.
Yeah, but you know the Shebies can't take any. I mean, throw a little, just a little pepper oil in the air and she's gagging.
Yeah, well, the good news is that a jalapeno, 100,000 on the Scoville, but really once you've de-seeded it and you're only dealing with the green part, not the membranes,
it really drops.
It's really, really very, very, very light heat.
I wish I'd known you needed oregano. I'm growing 4 varieties right now. I could have brought you some.
Are you really?
Yeah, 4.
Oh, man, I love, what kind of oregano?
I have just like a regular Greek oregano. I have a spicy oregano. I have a golden oregano. And I have a variegated oregano.
A what?
Variegated.
Mm-hmm. It's very green cool. With what little teeny like white tips on the leaves.
Cool.
It's really pretty.
Sounds pretty awesome. But I mean,
it tastes delicious.
Does it really?
It's as pretty as it is tasty.
Perfect. Now the spicy oregano is that? I mean, is there a little?
Yeah, it actually has a little bit of a kick to it. I mean, it's not like pepper, but right. it definitely has more heat to it than regular oregano, and it's a really dark green, like very very pretty as well. Well, all my herbs are pretty, so.
Wow. The salsa is pretty. Salsa ought to be a food group.
It really should be. And you can put so much in that salsa. So let's see here. I'm going to take a little bite, and then I'm going to ask my beautiful bride if she will take a bite. She's kind of a salsa expert. Mm. Okay?
Magnificent.
Okay.
Magnificent. Wow.
She's talking about me.
Oh, please. Please.
And the salsa, too.
Aww.
Okay, everybody, break out the air sick bags.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Hey, listen, I did sweep up the ashes, by the way. Just in case you...
Ashes. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Good for you. That's an inside joke. No one understands what you're saying.
Probably
so, Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a bowl, and I'm thinking which bowl I'm going to take here.
Probably
I'll take the little bowl here. I'm going to take about 2 tablespoons of sour cream. A little Daisy sour cream there. And about right. A little more. Okay. And then we're going to take about 1/4 cup, about 2 ounces of heavy cream.
Ah, this is a light version.
Yeah. So a typical half pint, you're going to use 1/4 of the half pint. And you don't want more extra in this. So.
Do you know what's really sad about those things?
Just like
you
that.
Buy it for a recipe, and then you're stuck with it.
No, you're not. You can do so much with that. You put it in your grits when you make cheese grits.
Yeah, you could give it to your cats.
You can saute some Swiss chard in a little bit of beef stock, okay? A little bit of onion, some bacon, and then add some of that cream at the end there and make a beautiful sort of cream sauce with it. There's all sorts of stuff you can do. All right, so I'm just going to mix this together to create a little bit of a crema. The heavy cream is going to soften out the sour cream. It's going to thin it out a little bit. And now I'm going to take a little bit of my favorite Cholula spice.
Which is, for people who don't know what Cholula is?
Hot sauce, Cholula hot sauce.
And you can find it at most stores.
A little bit of salt. Now, you can also put pepper in this. If you do, I'd put white pepper instead of black pepper.
Because you don't want to look like the gnats got in it.
Yeah, so the hot sauce is going to give it some nice little color, give it sort of a slight pink color to it. But that Cholula is not—it's not hot, hot. It's just gives
it's
a
very
bit
flavorful,
of it.
And it tends to be a little thicker.
It is a little bit thicker. Yeah. I really think it's probably my favorite hot sauce.
That is my second favorite.
There's Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal's my favorite, and that's my second favorite.
And I like Louisiana Gold and
yep,
and a few others. But
what about the Chipotle Tabasco sauce? That's my absolute favorite. Have you tried that one? The smoked Chipotle one?
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
It's really, really good.
Well, there you go. Straight from the blogger's mouth. So, good. Now, we got our crema. We've got our pico de gallo. Now, let's start with our rub for our fish. So, what we're going to do here is start with a little bit of paprika. Need a tablespoon of paprika, and then about a teaspoon of garlic powder. All right, there you go. Now we're going to go in with about a teaspoon of onion powder. This is a brand new one, so I'm going to have to pop the top off. And by the way, just speaking of brand new spices, you want to make sure that when you buy pre-ground spices in the store or dried and ground, you know, they only last a few months. I know it kills you to do it, but you got to take it out and throw it away once they've been there for 6 to 9 months because all the essential oils are gone, essentially. Essentially, get it? Okay.
Yeah, see, now I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm glad you...
You're going to put in about a teaspoon of thyme in it. About a teaspoon of dried oregano. About a teaspoon of salt.
Who do you think you are,
salt?
Justin Wilson?
What? These are exact measurements. I don't know
yes,
what you're talking
yeah,
about.
I was going to say, splash of that, a dash of this.
Half a teaspoon of ground pepper. I'm going to add about 1/4 teaspoon of Hatch chili powder. You could use an ancho chili powder if you want to.
I think we're a little heavy on that, in my opinion.
Oh, really? and then a little bit of cayenne. Now, this one I will be more cautious with. Don't worry.
I would hope so.
The Hatch is really not hot. The paprika, I mean, the cayenne.
But you had
bit.
Through that last one, that last splash in there.
Didn't well, that it? Just made the measurement exact.
Oh, okay.
So, we're going to mix this up now. And this is going to create sort of our dry rub seasoning, if you will, for our catfish fillets. Now, you can also use mahi-mahi with this recipe.
Could you use just about any firm fish?
You can use grouper. You could use thicker, you know, whitefish.
Something even maybe a snapper.
You could definitely use swordfish. Yeah, absolutely swordfish. You could use tuna fillets. I might change the profile a little bit on the rub with tuna, but you can definitely do it. And since I knew Karen was going to be here, I got a couple of pounds of this just in case. Because I think she likes catfish, doesn't she? Or is it you?
Oh, God. She's a girl in the South, man.
Oh, except for mine.
All right, so.
I don't know a Southern girl that doesn't, a true Southern girl that doesn't like catfish.
Get some, there we go. And I'm just going to sort of rub these around a little bit gently, but put that on a plate, what do they call these, a grill pan, or it's a cooking grill topper, something like that. And when we get back from the break, I'll tell you more about it.
Because you are full of it, Chef Eric, when it comes to information. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. No better place than Chef and a Fat Man right here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center.